题目。The topic that I would like to share with everyone tonight.
应当要看重敬拜聚会。
Is to place emphasis on, gathering together for worship and service.
为什么我们要思考这个问题呢？
So why do we need to consider this, issue?
因为过去我发现有一些所谓的基督徒的朋友们。
Because I've heard that in the past, some, so-called, Christian friends,
他们自称为基督徒。
Even though they call themselves as, Christians,
却说他们不需要加入任何的教会。
Yet they, say that they do not need to, be registered or to be included in, with any of the church denominations.
有些人说信耶稣不一定需要教会。
So some people say believe in Jesus, but you don't really necessarily need to belong to a church.
他们说这样也能过基督徒的生活。
They say they can live a life of a Christian without, going to church.
他们提到到教会啊会有一些彼此不和的状况。
They say when they come to church, there will be, disharmony, there will be conflicts.
甚至提到在教会里面有些基督徒啊他们言行不一。
And some, Christians in churches,do not, their actions do not, match what they preach.
所以他们不想到教会来面对这些问题。
And therefore, they do not want to come to, church to be confronted with all these, problems.
这些问题我们都不否认。
So all these, issues and problems we do not deny exist.
因为确实是存在的。
They truly do exist.
我们能够理解为什么有人会这样子说。
So we can understand why some people would say that.
但是我们既然称为基督徒。
Since we are called, Christians.
我们要考虑的是我们所追随所寻求的这一位神耶稣基督怎么看待他的教会。
We must, consider, the, Lord Jesus Christ whom we follow, how he views the church.
我们确实看见部分的教会有软弱或失败的错误。
We have seen some, parts of the church, their failures, their weaknesses.
事实上在新约圣经里面。
In fact, in the New Testament Bible.
我们所读到大部分的使徒留下来的书信。
Most of the epistles and letters are written, by the apostles.
其实都是针对2000年前神的教会的问题而写出来的。
They were written, to address the issues and the problems faced by the church of God, 2000 years ago.
比如说我们读到的哥林多前后书。
For example, when we read the first and second epistles to the Corinthians.
我们读过之后发现2000年前我们这一间得救的教会有许许多多的问题跟挑战。
We will discover that in this church, 2000 years ago, the church that is, has salvation has, faced many problems and challenges.
所以保罗之所以写的那些信，
And therefore, all these, letters written by Paul,
也是在圣灵的引导之下，想让当时这些教会的弟兄姐妹帮助他们解决问题。
Were, written under the guidance of the Holy Spirit to help brothers and sisters at that time to solve their problems.
但是如果教会存在了这么多软弱与问题，
But if, so many weaknesses and problems exist in the church,
是不是代表教会不再重要呢？
Does it mean that the church is no longer important or relevant?
今天晚上我们要从圣经里面找到五点来做说明。
So tonight we shall, discuss from the Bible, five points.
我们先说聚会是一定必要的。
And so first point is that, together for service is an essential, thing that we must do.
为什么呢？第一，神的教会，基督教会是耶稣自己来建立的。
First of all, point number one is because the church of God was established by the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
我们先一起来看新约圣经马太福音16章。
Let us refer to Matthew chapter 16, verse 15 to 18.
马太福音十六章十五到十八节。
Matthew chapter 16, verse 15 to 18.
麻烦你念。
Verse 15, he said to them, But who do you say that I am? Simon Peter answered and said, You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered and said to him, Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. Verse 18, and I also say to you that you are Peter,And on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it.
大家看到了这一节啊，里面十八节，其实是整本新约圣经第一次出现教会这个名词。
So this was the first time in the entire Bible here in verse 18 that the word church appeared in the Bible.
而这是出自于耶稣基督的口。
And these are, this word came out of the mouth of Jesus.
主耶稣说他要把教会建立在这磐石上。
So the Lord Jesus said he would build his church on this rock.
有些教派的朋友认为说啊，这个磐石指的就是站在耶稣前面的使徒彼得。
Some churches would say that this rock refers to the Apostle Peter who was standing there before Jesus.
尤其是我们天主教的这些朋友啊，他们就是持着这种观点。
Especially our Catholic friends, they hold on to this kind of concept.
但是我们仔细看，其实主耶稣的意思当然不是要把教会建立在某一个人身上。
But if we continue to study and look into this, we realize that Jesus did not mean that he wants to build his church on a particular individual.
于是他讲的这个磐石啊，原文是一个大石头的意思。
So the rock here in the original text means a huge rock.
原文叫做 Petras.
The original text is Petras.
那彼得呢？他这个名字在希伯来文是 Petros.
And in the Greek, the word Peter is Petros.
所以耶稣是借着彼得当时的名字在讲一个重要的道理。
And therefore, Jesus was borrowing the name of Peter to convey a very important message.
但是说，彼得啊，你是小石头，但我要把教会建立在一个很大的石头上面。
So he is in effect saying, Peter, you are the little rock, but now I will build my church on a big, huge rock.
我们仔细在看整本圣经啊，这个无比大的石头指的就是我们的耶稣基督。哥林多前书里面都直接讲了。
So in 1 Corinthians it tells us that this immeasurably large rock refers to the Lord Jesus Christ.
说呢，跟着百姓的灵磐石就是基督。
The spiritual rock that followed the people of God was Christ.
所以我们要理解为什么不是属神的这些灵，就是我们所谓的魔鬼。
Therefore, spirits that do not belong to God, the demons.
魔鬼那一边一直要费尽心思，使世界上的人相信这个耶稣不是神子。
So Satan would try his best to deceive the world into thinking that Jesus Christ was not the Son of God.
要使世界上的人相信人得救不只有一种方法。
And they want people to think that there are many different ways to be saved in this world.
相信我们有很多的途径，有很多的宗教可以选择。
There are so many ways and paths and religions that you can choose to come to receive salvation.
甚至在某些自以为在追寻耶稣基督的人。
And even amongst people who feel and believe that they are pursuing Jesus.
相信人可以凭着自己一个人就接触到神。
They believe that they by themselves as an individual,can make contact with God by themselves.
为什么我们说这样的想法想起来好像对其实是有问题呢？是 paradox.
So this is a paradox because it sounds right, but there's a problem with it.
如果我们大家有读过新约圣经《使徒行传》第十章记载了一段故事。
So if we study the Bible in Acts chapter 10, there it tells us an event.
那里记载啊，有一家人，家长叫做哥尼流，是意大利军营的百夫长。
There was this household of Cornelius who was a centurion in the Roman army.
哇，这个外邦人啊，不是以色列的人啊，被天上的神注意到了。
So this Gentile who was not an Israelite, was impressed. He impressed God.
因为他很敬虔，在寻求神，又做了很多的好事，又帮助了许多的穷人。
Because he was very devout in serving God and worshiping God, and also helping the poor.
小弟问大家，这样的人被神注意到了，神想不想救他？
So such a person impressed God. Do you think God wants to save him?
神想不想救他？
Does God want to save this such a person?
神想救他。
God wants to save him.
那我问大家，神可不可以直接告诉这个哥尼流说？我是你的神，你相信我，可不可以？
So could God have told him, Cornelius, I'm your God directly and believe in me?
神可不可以直接把他的圣灵赐给异人哥尼流，可不可以？
Could God have directly sent down his Holy Spirit on this righteous man, Cornelius?
但是我们发现圣经写了那么多，告诉我们神没有这么做。
But the Bible teaches us a lot of lessons and it tells us that God did not do it this way.
神要救哥尼流跟他一家人还有他的朋友们。
God wants to save Cornelius, his household and his friends.
并没有直接赐圣灵给他，并没有叫他自己成立一个团体啊。
He did not directly give him the Holy Spirit. He did not ask him to form his own organization.
他告诉哥尼流要派人去找一个人，这个人啊是教会的 member, 叫做彼得。
He instructed Cornelius to send someone to find a member of the church whose name was Peter.
同时神要派了一个天使啊，告诉这个彼得，也就是让教会知道说，有一个人，有一些人会来找你，你要去他家传道理。
And God also sent his angel to tell Peter that someone will send men to you to ask you to go to their house and you are to preach the word of God to them.
因为这样子，神先叫教会去找哥尼流，也叫哥尼流准备接触所谓的教会。
And therefore, God instructed beforehand the church to go and find Cornelius, and also prepared Cornelius to receive the church into his house.
最后也让这一个不是以色列人的外邦人哥尼流变成了教会的一份子。
So that later on, this non-Israelite Cornelius was able to become a part, a member of the church.
假如教会不重要。
So if the church is not so important,
我们各地的信徒还要大老远的，我知道有些人要开车半小时，有人开车一两个小时。
Some people have to drive a long distance, one hour, 2 hours even.
我们聚集在这里敬拜神。
So we gather here together to worship God.
受激励。
We are encouraged.
接受真理。
We receive the truth.
做主的工。
We serve and do the work of God.
假如这些都不是一定必要的。
If all these things are not essential and necessary,
那表示耶稣基督来到世界上，用他的宝血跟生命建立了一个不必要的存在。
It means that the Lord Jesus became flesh, came into this world, died and shed his blood to establish something that really was not necessary.
可是圣灵却怎么告诉我们？
But what did the Holy Spirit teach us?
我们来看新约圣经使徒行传20章的28节。
Let us refer to Acts chapter 20 verse 28.
使徒行传20章28节。
Acts chapter 20 verse 28.Therefore, take heed to yourselves and to all the flock among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood.
大家看到这后半节写的。
So here, the last part of this verse.
这里说神的教会，神的教会的定义是什么呢？
The church of God. What is the definition?
是他用自己的血买来的。这个他就是我们的耶稣基督啊，至高的神啊。
Which he purchased with his own blood, he referring to Jesus Christ, God Most High, who became flesh.
教会一个最重要的定义之一，是用耶稣基督用了他的血，流尽的每一滴血，把我们买来的赎出来的。
Therefore, the most important definition of the church is the people bought by the precious blood shed by Jesus.
假如教会不重要。
So if the church is not that important,
我们都能够做属灵的独行侠。
We can all be spiritual lone rangers.
每个信耶稣的人都能够各自为证。
All of us can do what is right as individuals.
为了要过着清新的生活，不用来理会教会这么多的问题。
In order to not be confronted with all these challenges and problems in the church, let us not come to the church.
也不用注重跟其他信徒的来往。
We don't need to pay attention to having contacts, interactions with other believers.
如果我们这样就可以得救了。
If we can be saved in such a way,
哥尼流不用去找教会。
Then Cornelius would not have needed to go and seek the church.
彼得也不用到哥尼流家之后，还要回到耶路撒冷，向耶路撒冷的总会大费口舌去解释这么多的事情，对不对？
Then Peter would not have had to go to Cornelius' house and then go back to Jerusalem to explain to the believers in Jerusalem why he went to the house of Cornelius.
所以教会一定有它的必要性。
Therefore, the church is necessary, it is essential.
因为主耶稣是为了这个教会而舍命的。
For the Lord Jesus Christ died and shed and sacrificed his life for this church.
我们来看以弗所书五章二十五节。
Let us refer to Ephesians chapter 5 verse 25.
新约圣经以弗所书五章二十五节。
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 25. Verse 25, husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her.
基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
So Christ loved the church and gave his, himself for her.
如果我们认为信耶稣可以不用到一个教会来聚会。
Therefore, if we believe that we believe in Jesus but don't need to come to a church,
我们就是说耶稣在2000年前为了一个可有可无的组织跟存在舍得他宝贵的生命。
Then we can say that 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ sacrificed his most precious life and shed his precious blood for something that it was not necessary to be in existence.
这是不对的。
So this is the wrong concept.
第二个，为什么我们必须聚会呢？
Second point, why do we need to gather for service?
因为主耶稣会借着教会这个环境来操练属他儿女的灵性。
Because the Lord Jesus Christ, through this environment within the church, would train the spiritual faith of his believers.
我相信自己在家里面做灵修啊，灵修会成长的最快。
I believe that if you stay at home and do your own spiritual cultivation, you will grow spiritually very quickly.
因为小弟在 信耶稣之前有一段时间，我就是这样认为的。
Because before I believed in Jesus, there was a particular point in time where I felt that this was the right way.
我自己在家里面灵修读经啊，我觉得我成长最快。
I felt that if I were to stay home by myself to self spiritual cultivate, I would grow the quickest.
因为等到教会里面啊，有太多的事情要做，有太多的事情要关心，有太多的问题要解决。
There are so many problems and so many works to be done, to be dealt with in the church.
假如我们以为自己能够靠着自己敬虔度日，
But if we think that we can live a godly life on our own,
我们在安息日跟平常的聚会就变得毫无必要。
Then our regular services, our Sabbath day services will be not very meaningful.
不用聚会表示我们基督徒不需要彼此。
So if we don't need together for service, it means that we don't need one another as Christians.
所以为什么在疫情之后啊，发现啊，有时候人家习惯在线上看讲道了。
Therefore, after the pandemic, a lot of people got used to viewing the services online.
各位知道吗？我遇到有些同龄很厉害，他说我安息日到教会啊，只有一场讲道，我自己在家里面可以同时看三场讲道，厉害吧
？So some believers can watch three separate services simultaneously at home, whereas if they go to church, they can only see one service.
所以在讲的是，我们今天来到这里聚会，绝对不是只是听道理而已。
And therefore, what I'm trying to say is that when we come to church, it's not solely for the purpose of listening to a sermon.
难道我们不需要彼此吗
？Do we not need one another?
我们靠自己在灵性上长进，这样就好了吗
？Can we just rely on ourselves as individuals to grow spiritually?
大家要知道哦，基督徒的生命核心是什么
？So let us understand what is the core of the Christian life.
你们要记住，叫做关系。
It is relationship.
翻得很好。这个字没有写在圣经文里面。
So this word is not written in the Bible.
什么叫做 relationship?
So what is relationship?
你跟神之间的关系。
Relationship with you, between you and God.
还包括你跟所有人之间的关系。
And your relationship with other people, other members of the church.
小弟再讲一句话哦，不只有基督徒跟基督徒之间的关系。
And also not only between relationship between Christians and Christians.
有些人说啊，我在乎别人干嘛？我只在乎我跟耶稣之间的关系。
Some people say, why bother with my relationship with others? Just think about my relationship with Jesus.
还拿出一个经文来说哦，我是要讨人的高兴呢，还是要讨神的喜悦呢？哇，正经八百的耶。
So they quote a verse saying that, am I trying to please men or trying to please Jesus Christ?
小弟告诉各位一句话。
So let me tell you one thing.
我们在世界上跟任何人之间的关系。
The relationship with anyone in this world.
包括教会的弟兄姐妹，甚至外面那些不属于教会。
Including brothers, relationships with brothers and sisters in the church and others outside the church who do not belong to Christ.
最后一定都会变成我们跟神之间的关系，你要记住。
So we must remember this point that in the end, all these relationships will become our relationship between us and God.
各位，你们读圣经会发觉，整个圣经就是在讲这个。
So when we read the Bible, we discover that the entire Bible is actually talking about all these kind of things.
讲我们怎么跟神建立关系。
How to establish a relationship with God.
讲我们怎么跟教会的弟兄姐妹建立关系。
How do we establish a relationship with brothers and sisters?
讲我们怎么跟外面那些还没有信主的人建立关系。
How do we establish a relationship with others outside the church who are unbelievers?
甚至还讲那些把你当成仇敌的人。你在跟怎么跟他们建立关系，是不是这样子
？And also, it talks about how to establish a relationship with those who are our enemies.
如果今天我们在生活当中没有照着神的启示跟教导来过生活，建立各种关系
，Therefore, if we do not do according to God's revelation and teaching to live our lives to build correct relationships,
最后会变成我们跟神之间的障碍，而且啊，没有照着神所说的来做。最后结果一定是不好的。
And so in the end, this will become a hindrance between the relationship with us and God. And in the end, our ending will not be good for us.
会说我跟神的关系很好，我只跟人的关系不好。这种人有问题啊！
So if we say that as long as I have a good relationship with Jesus, that's enough. I don't care about the relationship with others. This is a huge problem.
比如说我有几种恩赐，假如我有几种恩赐。
So for example, if for example I have
several gifts and talents.
我这种恩赐是讲预言，类似讲道或勉励别人。
So I have the gift of being able to prophesy, to speak words to encourage others.
那我要怎么做？
So what should I do with this?
难道每天早上起来刷牙洗脸完就对着镜子当着自己在讲道吗？
Do I brush my face, wash my face, and brush my teeth, wash my face in the morning?And just speak to myself in the mirror.
自己劝勉自己，或者劝勉自己的家人吗？
Just encourage myself and just encourage the family.
我知道我们有些弟兄姐妹或大朋友没有讲到恩赐，但是很有祷告的恩赐。
Some brothers and sisters might not have the gift of preaching, but they can they have the gift of praying.
所以他很会祷告，也很会为别人代祷。
So they know how to pray and also intercede for others.
如果你有祷告的恩赐，难道你只为自己祷告吗？只为自己的家人祷告吗？
So if you have this gift of praying, would you only pray for yourself and for your family and not for others? If today Jesus gives you the gift of healing and being able to cast out demons,
你是要等着自己的家人生病或犯鬼的时候用吗？
Do you only use it on your own family members when they get sick or when they become disturbed by the demons?
小弟不用再讲下去了。
So I don't need to continue.
我希望大家明白，神给我们每个人不同的恩赐。
So I'm sure you understand that God has given us all these different gifts.
为的都是要在教会里面运用。
For the sake of being able to use these gifts,in the church.
神给我们不同的恩赐，你有口才，你有聪明，你有爱心，你很勤劳。
So God gives us different gifts. You have eloquence, you are very hardworking, you have love.
不是为了你自己。
These are not for your own benefit.
而是为了要服侍别人。
But to be used on serving others.
但是如果我们要发挥这些恩赐，
So in order for us to put these gifts into action,
我们如果没有聚集在一起，
If we don't gather together,
我们就不知道其他的人有什么需要。
We would not know what are the needs of others around us.
我们也没办法把握住机会，运用神给我们的恩赐来服侍别人。
Then we would not be able to have the opportunity to use the gifts that God has given to us to serve anyone.
所以我们聚集在一起是为了发挥神的恩赐。
And therefore, when we gather together, it is for the sake of being able to put into action the gifts that God has given us.
小弟刚刚讲的这个道理不是我自己发明的，写在圣经里面啊。
So these are words not invented by myself, but written in the Bible.
我们来看新约圣经彼得前书四章十节跟十一节。
Now, let's refer to 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10 and 11.
彼得前书第四章十节跟十一节。
First Peter chapter 4, verse 10 and 11. As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it as with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen.
大家看到第十节哦。这里说我们做神百般恩赐，百般的原文就是原来的意思就是所有恩赐，一切的恩赐的好管家。
So here the verse 10 tells us be good stewards of the manifold, the multiple graces or gifts of God.
各位管什么家？
So what are we stewards of?
刚才讲了，绝对不是管我们自己家。
We are not stewards of our own house only.
教会就是神的家。
But the house of God is the church.
真理的柱石与根基，对不对？
Pillar of truth and the foundation of the truth.
神不是只有期待我们传道当管家。
So God does not only wish for preachers to be the stewards.
神也不是只有期待长老执事当管家。
It's not just for the elders or deacons to be stewards.
各位，两千年前彼得这一句话是对着所有爱神的弟兄姐妹说的。
2000 years ago, Peter here tells these words to all those who love the Lord.
不管你觉得自己有没有恩赐，信心够不够，不管啦。
So whether you think you have gifts or you have enough love,
今天你被神感动，有这份信心，说在这里，愿神纪念你们。
So if you have the faith.And you are, because you are seated here, you have the faith, may the Lord Jesus remember this.
但是我们既然坐在这里，就要知道神对我们的期待是成为在座的每一位都成为神家中的好管家，有看见吗？
So since we have the faith and are seated here, we must understand what God wants of us is to become the steward of the manifold grace and gifts of God.
所以我们当中有些人会炊事啊。
So some of us are very good at cooking.
有些人很喜欢访问啊。
Some like to visit members.
有些人会祷告啊。
Some love to pray.
有些人会关心啊。
Some know how to show care.
太多太多，有些人施行，有些人领施。
So all these
翻译
啊 ，so all these manifold grace and gifts of God appear as interpreters.
前面呢，第十节前面
，and verse ten, the first part.
知道我们所得的恩赐是要彼此服侍，看见了吗
so, ？As each one has received the gift, minister it to one another.
然后十一节告诉我们，我们这样做就能叫神在凡事上。因耶稣基督得荣耀。
And verse 11 tells us that if we do this, then God will be glorified through Jesus Christ.
所以为什么这就是神赐给我们的原因
？So this is the reason why God has given us all these gifts.
再来，如果我们因为到教会里面看见了一些问题，遇到了一些挑战
，And also if we do come to church and see the problems and the challenges,
我们就选择眼不见为净啊。
So do we just choose to ignore it and pretend that we haven't seen it?
我知道有些人不太喜欢来教会，是因为他觉得。教会有些问题啊，他不喜欢听见跟看见。
Because some people do not like to come to church, they don't want to see these problems and issues.
那我们可以选择逃避吗
？So can we choose to flee and hide from these?
好像鸵鸟一样，我不晓得澳洲这里有没有鸵鸟啊。
So just like ostriches here, we have ostriches in Australia.
把头埋到沙子里面就没事了吗
？Just bury your head in the sand and nothing. You don't see anything.
如果我们选择逃避这些问题
，if we choose to flee from all these problems,
就没有办法实践跟操练神希望我们具有的属灵品德。
Then we will not be able to practice and train ourselves to acquire to obtain the spiritual virtues that God.Requires of us.
小弟举几个例，可能比较夸张一点。
So perhaps I'll give you some more extreme examples.
我可以坐在冷气房里面。
I can sit inside a refrigerated room.
然后吃个热腾腾的 barbecue.
And eat a very hot barbecue meat.
然后因为吃的太烫了，所以在冷气房里面流汗。
And it's so hot that I started to sweat even in the refrigerated room.
然后在做什么？我说我在操练我的忍耐。
And I say that I'm training to my endurance, my patience.
你觉得这个叫操练忍耐吗
？Do you think that this is training of my endurance?
除非你到一些需要忍耐的场所。
Unless you are put into positions or circumstances where you need to show patience.
有时候你在家里面会有家人的误解。
Sometimes in a family you might be misunderstood.
有时候你到工作场合会有同事的轻视啊。
Sometimes you go to the workplace and you are despised by your colleagues.
有时候你到教会来遇见人与人之间言语的摩擦啊。
Sometimes you come to church, there are some frictions between words that have been exchanged.
这些有压力让你觉得沉重的事情。
So these are things weigh heavily upon you.
这个才是你真正需要忍耐的。
So these are circumstances in which you really need to practice patience.
所以你到教会遇见这么多问题，不就是希望你能够结出忍耐的果实来吗
？So when you come to church and you see the problems, is this not the chance, the opportunity for you to bear the fruits of patience?
还是小弟最拿手的事情，坐在冷气房吃火锅？火锅你们知道吗？今天有人说这什么 hot pot 啊？
So you eat hot pots in a refrigerated room. Is that the way to train your patience?
坐在冷气房吃火锅，吃到满身大汗，说我在忍耐这样子啊。
So you eat hot pot in a refrigerated room and you sweat and say I'm training, practicing my
patience. 一样啊，我不能坐在书房里面一直在读圣经。
So in the same way, we cannot just stay in our study and study the Bible ourselves.
然后越读觉得自己越来越神圣。
And the more we read, we feel that we are more holy.
啊，越读越觉得啊，我怎么这么有爱心呢
？The more I read, the more I feel I'm filled with love.
因为我看到圣经里面那些贫穷人啊，我就好可怜他们啊，我太有爱心了。
And when I see the poor people in the Bible, I feel a pity for them. I'm full of love for them.
没有啊，你要到教会来啊。
So this is not the way to demonstrate love. We have to come to church.
看到那些生病的。
Look at those who are sick.
看到那些伤心的。
Look at those who are in mourning.
看到那些生气。
Look at those who are angry.
看到那些有需要的。
Look at those who are in need.
甚至走到路上遇见那一些还不知道神福音的。
And walk along the street and see those who have not known the gospel of Jesus.
那个时候你会挣扎。
So at that moment you struggle.
你会想说我真的有爱心吗
？And at that time, you have to choose whether you really have love or not.
神啊，我该怎么做才能叫有爱心？你们知道吗
？Lord Jesus, at this moment, what should I do in order to practice love?
有时候我们觉得啊，我们爱不出来啊。
Sometimes we feel that in such moments we can't practice love.
我们很难爱下去啊。
We feel that it's unable to love.
我不认识你的时候还爱得下去啊。
I don't even know you. Can I love you?
我越认识你，我越爱不下去啊。
But the more I get to know you, the more I realize I can't love you.
所以你在教会里面，这才是真正操练爱心的场所。
And therefore, in the church, this is where the best training ground for showing love.
我们也没有办法在一个人独处的时候。
So we cannot be by ourselves in solitude.
说我是一个能够勒住舌头而且敬虔的完全人。
And claim that we are a person that can control our tongue, and I'm a perfect godly man.
我们自己独处的时候都觉得自己啊，哎，这个口才还可以。
So when we are by ourselves, we are in solitude, we feel that we are very eloquent.
可是当我们到教会来聚会的时候，听到了一些人跟一些事。
But when we come to church and we hear news about what others have done or what they have said,
与一些人相处。
And when we interact and live together among the people of the church,
我们才能知道我是不是真正能够勒住舌头的人。
That in those circumstances, do I truly find out whether I'm a person that can truly control my tongue?
各位不简单耶，要凭爱心说诚实话。
So to speak the truth in love is not easy.
要说造就人的好话。
To always speak words of edification, not easy.
还不能说任何不对跟不实在的话。
We cannot say anything that is wrong and that is not truthful.
还不能多说闲话，这都写在经文里面耶，很难耶。
We cannot gossip and slander, these are written in the Bible. It's hard to achieve.
所以外面才有一句俗语这样讲。
And therefore, there's a saying in this world.
说人啊，花六年学习讲话。
And so people spend 6 years to learn how to talk.
要花接下来60年学着不讲话。
For the next 60 years of their lives, they have to learn how to be silent.
所以我们怎么样变成完全人呢？没有来教会，你怎么知道有没有办法变成完全人呢？
So how do we become a perfect, complete man?If we do not come to church, how do we practice and know?
各位弟兄姐妹，所以我们会发现。
Therefore, dear brothers and sisters, we will discover.
我们以为我们在教会里面发现了各种软弱跟问题。
We see problems and weaknesses in the church.
我们看不惯的某些人或某些事。
Some people we do not like and some things we don't like.
我告诉各位，都是主耶稣特别赐给您的。
I can tell you that these are things that the Lord Jesus has specifically given to you.
是为了让你得到实践真理与练习的最佳机会。
To give you the opportunity, the best opportunity to practice the truth and the teachings of Christ.
让你在这个生活，教会生活里面得到操练。
So that in your lives, while you interact in the church, you are being trained.
能够渐渐长进。
So that you can gradually grow.
我们来看以弗所书四章的十五节跟十六节。
Let's refer to Ephesians chapter 4 verse 15 and 16.
以弗所书四章十五节跟十六节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 15 and 16. Verse 15. But speaking the truth in love might grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ. 16. From whom the whole body joined and knit together by what every joint supplies according to the effective working by which every part does its share.causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love.
各位，你们看十五节，我们要连于我们的元首基督。
So here tells us verse 15, we must grow up into Him to be connected to Him who is the head.
我问大家，什么东西可以连在这个 head 上面？所以元首就是 head.
So what can be connected to this head?
你不要告诉我是 head.
So is it just the hat?
什么东西会连接在这个 head 上吗
？So what can be attached to this head?
Body， 这样子。
The body，
one body。
So the one body。
这一节啊，你看前后文这里面写出来，连在元首基督上的叫做属他的教会。
So here it tells us here that the one that is connected to the head is the church。
所以我们在这个借着说话凡事长进，我们这个教会连在元首基督上啊。
So by speaking the truth in love, we are able to grow up as a church into Christ the head.
整个身体靠这个头联络的合适，这是非常的适合，非常的好。
So the whole body is connected to this head and is aligned appropriately and joined perfectly.
百节各按其职什么意思？每身体的每一个部分啊。都照着神所安排的来进行。
That every part, every joint, every member works effectively according to what it's designed for.
然后就彼此相助，叫身体渐渐生长，就是教会成长。
And to help and edify one another for the gradual growth of the body, which is the church.
可是我们做这一些啊，不只是为了让教会成长荣耀神。
But we do all this not just for the purpose of the church to grow and to glorify God.
不要忘了最后一句话，最后一句话。
Let's not forget the last phrase.
最后我们会在神的爱中建立了自己。
That we will edify ourselves in love.
神把我们安排在当中啊，不是把我们当成奴隶来压榨而已啊。
So God has designed and put us all together, not to treat us as His slaves.
不是只有叫我们在这里工作付出而已啊。
Just to slave away and do all the work.
神的美意是叫我们在这个服事当中，我们最后我们得到了造就了，我们被神肯定了，最后得到荣耀的冠冕得救。
That by serving one another, we are able to be edified.And we are able to, in the end, receive the crown of life and be saved.
所以这也是为什么接下来的经节告诉我们。
And that is why the following passage tells us.
我们来看新约圣经希伯来书十章的二十五节。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25.
希伯来书十章二十五节。
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25.Verse 25, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, by exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching.
不可停止聚会。
Not forsaking the assembling of one another together.
我们发现有时候啊，我们会有点疏懒，想要稍微停止或者是减少聚会。
Sometimes we get lazy and we want to reduce the amount of gathering together.
甚至还告诉传道跟教会说，没有啦，我在线上看很多 sermon 呢。
We tell the preacher, the church that we are watching a lot of sermons.
我自己在家里面有读经，我有祷告啊，比到教会祷告的时间更长啊。
I spend more time at home praying than at church. I watch online services.
好虽好不及格
even though it's good but it's a fail
因为你没有来见这些弟兄姐妹啊
because you have not come physically to meet brothers and sisters
所以接下来我们要讲第三点为什么需要聚集在一起啊
and therefore the third point why do we need to assemble together
因为天上这位主耶稣基督他就高兴这个他悦纳这个
because our Lord Jesus Christ in heaven is pleased with this he accepts this kind of worship
悦纳什么悦纳我们所谓的集体崇拜
He accepts our worship together as a congregation.
我们自己可以回家把房间的门关起来，独自崇拜，可不可以啊？
Can we close our door at home and just worship by ourselves?
我们可以一家人聚集在一起，自己在家里面家庭聚会，可不可以啊？
Can we just gather for family service with our own family at home?
这些都是好的。
All these are good.
但是你知道神最高兴的是什么吗？
But do you know what pleases God the most?
几千年来神都没有变过，他就是这个个性。
So thousands of years.Until now, God has not changed.
我们来看新约圣经马太福音二十三章的三十七节。
So Matthew 23 verse 37.
马太福音二十三章三十七节。
Matthew chapter 23 verse 37. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to her. How often I want to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing.
主耶稣说的，你们要注意哦。主耶稣说他多次愿意怎么样
？So pay attention to what Jesus said. How often I wish to do what?
愿意聚集你的儿女
，to gather your children.
结果我们自己不愿意
，but we were unwilling.
你会发现一件事情哦，在旧约的历史书里面，神很在意一件事。
So in the Old Testament historical books, God pays attention to one particular thing.
因为我剩十五分钟，我就不讲这，我临时想到的，很在意秋坛没有废去。你们有读过吗
？So God often talks about how the high places were not destroyed.
在列王记上下历代志上下一直在记这个。
So
Chronicles, 不管那个王的信仰多好。
So Chronicles Kings talks about this, no matter how great the king was in faith,
神都一直记着，只是他的秋坛还没有废去。
But yet God often says, yet the high places were not demolished.
秋坛就是自己找方便的地方在拜神的地方了，不是耶路撒冷的圣殿，这样了解吗
？So high places refers to places where you find convenient to worship God on your own and not come to Jerusalem to worship God.
为什么这样子呢？我们继续再来看一个经节。
So why is this? Because we refer to another Bible verse.
马太福音十八章的二十节。
Matthew chapter 18 verse 20.
马太福音十八章二十节。
Matthew 18 verse 20. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them.
教会的目的是要让信徒聚集在一起。
So the purpose of the church is for brothers and sisters to gather together.
敬拜神。
To worship God.
主耶稣说他愿意让所有神的儿女就是每一个信徒。
So God, Jesus said that he wishes that all the children of God, the believers,
聚集在一起好像母鸡带着一群小鸡
maybe gather together as a hen gathers its chicks under her wings.
为什么呢
?Why?
我们从主耶稣里面的比喻可以发觉主耶稣一直将我们天上这位创造主比喻成我们众人的父。
Because the Lord Jesus often tells us that our Heavenly Father, God in heaven is our Heavenly Father.
他也真的是我们的父。
And truly, He is our Father.
我们的神是最伟大的父亲。
Our God is the greatest Father.
也是最有爱的父亲。
The most loving Father.
他从第一个人类以来有众多的儿女。
From the first ancestors until now, He has so many children.
还包括在场的你们跟小弟。
Including you and me.
我问大家，当这些在场有当父母或者当 grandpa grandma 的
，so for parents here or grandparents here，
你如果有好几个儿女
，if you have many children，
结果呢，你希不希望他们有多一些机会常常聚集在一起，在你的面前
，do you not wish that they often gather together before you？
那假设呢，你希望他们聚集在一起，全家一起。吃饭，全家一起聊天，彼此关心。
Do you look forward to when they gather together, to have a meal together and to show care and concern for each other?
结果你常常发现其中一个小孩子
But you often discover that there's one particular child.
都不想跟其他弟兄姐妹在一起。
This particular child does not want to be with other brothers and sisters.
然后你问他说，为什么你都不跟哥哥姐姐、弟弟妹妹一起来呢？
You ask them why do you not want to be with your brothers and sisters?
结果这个孩子回答你说，
and the child
爸爸妈妈，我成绩很好，工作很好，收入很高，你就不要要求我这个吧。
So I achieve good grades at school. I have a good job. I have a high-paying job. So don't worry about this particular point.
当家长的你们不放弃呀？你告诉我为什么你们不一起来呢
？But as parents, you do not give up. You want to know why they don't want to gather together.
这个时候，你的孩子就说了。
And at this moment, your child says,
爸爸，你不知道，妈妈你不了解。
Dad, you don't understand. Mom, you don't realize.
这个姐姐不好啊。
My sister is not good to me.
那个哥哥不良啊。
My brother is not kind.
弟弟他也不需要我啊。
My younger brother doesn't care about me.
妹妹，我最近跟他吵架啊。
I had a fight with a quarrel with my sister.
各位家长，你听了这样子，你会伤心还是会高兴
？So it's our parents. When we hear such things from our children, we'll be happy or we will be sad.
大家听懂小弟的意思吗
？So I hope you understand what I mean.
为什么我们觉得我们不太想来教会看到这些人跟这些事
Why do we say that we see all these people at church? I don't want to come to church.
我们还说我们把这个放在祷告里面
And we say, let us,
求天父来纪念
Let us put this in prayer and ask the Heavenly Father to remember us.
结果在祷告里面说这个哥哥不好姐姐那个还不够弟弟这个怎么样妹妹这个怎样你觉得天上的父听起来什么心情啊
But yet in our prayers we complainThis brother is no good. This sister is not good to me. How do you think God feels when he hears all these complaints?
还是会快乐
As our parents, would you be happy or worried?
我们天上的父乐意也喜悦我们大家一起到他的面前。
Our Heavenly Father therefore also wants us and is pleased with how we gather together.
献上我们的颂赞祷告。
To offer up together our prayers and our
聆听他的教导。
Our praises and to listen to his words.
在他的面前彼此纪念彼此代祷。
And to come before him and to think of one another, to care for one another, pray for one another.
所以主耶稣交代我们一句最重要的话。
Therefore the Lord Jesus entrusted a very important instruction to us.
你们啊你们。
All of you.
你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样。
You must,
记住吗
？Love one another just as I have loved you. Remember this.
我问你们，
so、
当初在耶稣身边这十二个使徒表现很好吗
？The disciples around Jesus at that time were they exemplary?
你们自己看圣经就知道了。
When we read the Bible, we know the answer.
吵架的吵架，告状的告状。
They often quarrel.
还在彼此争左边跟右边，有没有
？They often quarrel and argue about who's the greatest, and they complain against one another.
我问你们，耶稣心不心烦啊
？Do you think Jesus was very bothered, wearisome by this?
你们不敢点头啊，我替他点。
So I'll nod my head.
因为他自己讲，我要忍耐你们到什么时候？ So, 讲不止一次啊。
Jesus said, "How long should I put up with you?" He said this many times.
是耶稣因为这样子心烦，就把这十二使徒撇着，自己一个人去灵修吗
？But because Jesus felt wearisome of this, did he just discard them and just leave them and just went by himself? He did not.
把他们带在身边。
But rather he continued to lead them by his side and to keep company with them,
劝勉他们,
and continue to encourage
and 为他们带,
admonish them, pray for them,
为他们立下模范,
and to set a good example for them,
一直到他断气为止,
until the point that he breathed his last.
所以他还没有死的时候说, 你们要彼此相爱, 像我爱你们一样。
And therefore, before he died, he said to all of you to love one another just as I have loved you.
因为这就是父的心啊。
For this is the heart, the mind of the Father.
他不愿意我们这弟兄姐妹的一个彼此不喜欢。
He does not wish to see any one of us dislike one another.
彼此讨厌。
That we hate one another.
甚至到教会来啊，王不见王，你知道什么的 ？Chismic。
So when we come to church,
王不见王啊，死棋啊，是不是？
So we come to church, we don't want to see each other.
他不希望我们这样子啊！
This is not what Jesus wants to see.
天上的父看了会伤心啊。
This hurts the heart of our Father in heaven.
他悦纳我们集体崇拜。
But he is pleased with how we gather together to worship.
其实这对我们当中某些人来讲是一个很大的灵修跟忍耐。
So to us, this is a great spiritual cultivation and lesson, and to a way to practice our patience.
这个理由，神也借着我们聚集在一起教导跟调整我们。
And fourthly, through our gathering together, the Lord Jesus teaches us and makes fine adjustments to us.
有人心中想说，难道没有讲道跟传道就不能研读圣经吗？
So some people say, if there's no preachers or sermon speakers, can we just not read the Bible ourselves?
圣经说我们都有责任读圣经。
The Bible tells us that we do need to read the Bible.
要祷告。
We need to pray.
还要正确的去明白，也就是诠释这个圣经。
We must correctly understand and explain the Bible.
我们来看提摩太后书二章十五节怎么说。
Let us see what Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 15 says.
提摩太后书二章十五节。
Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 15. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
这里希望我们每个人读经的人都能够正义按正义分解真理的道。
So as people who study the Bible, let us be able to rightly divide the word of truth.
但是小弟多年来发现，有在读圣经的人，有时候会有一个很大的麻烦跟问题。
But I have discovered all these years that some people, when they study the Bible, there is a big problem that occurs.
我发觉每一个所谓的基督徒啊，多少都会背出几段经文来。
Most Christians will be able to recite a few verses of the Bible.
甚至彼此勉励，互相分享。
And they can share this with one another, encourage one another with these.
但是如果我们只看到自己喜欢的经文，有感动的经文，就抓着不放。
If we only look at the verses that we like, that we feel moved by, and we do not let go of those verses.
所以有时候我们在跟人家讲圣经，有些人说，啊，你讲的那个我不懂啦，我只喜欢某一段圣经，我只喜欢这一个经节。
Therefore, when we hear others speak about other passages, I say, I don't want to hear it, because I only prefer these few particular passages.
我更愿意相信这个经节。
And I prefer to believe more in these verses I like.
各位，圣经的经文不是让我们随意挑选，喜欢跟不喜欢的。
So when we study the Bible, we are not there to select what we like and prefer.
整本圣经是一以贯之，互相连通的。
The whole Bible is connected, is interconnected, is one passage.
大家知道吗？现在为什么我们基督教派在世界上，有人说已经两万多个教派，有人说三万多个教派了。
Some people say that there are 20 to 30,000 different denominations in this world. Why?
我们真耶稣教会只是这当中的一，就是一而已啊。
But true Jesus Church is but only the one of the denominations.
有些慕道朋友、成功的小弟，为什么同一个神、同一本圣经怎么分那么多呢
？Some ask why there's only one Bible, one God.So why so many denominations?
我告诉各位，之所以会分这么多
，and so the reason why there are so many denominations，
就是因为刚刚讲的那件事。
It's because of this particular point that I was spoken
here. 有很多的教派啊，只愿意相信自己愿意相信的部分，只挑自己喜欢的部分一直在讲而已。
Certain churches only select particular passages that they prefer and talk about those only.
但是我们真耶稣教会。属基督的教会不一样。
But as our Christian church, the church that belongs to God, we are different.
神所有的启示跟吩咐，我们全部都相信。
All the instructions, commands, and revelations of God, we believe.
我们相信这是彼此协调的，不会互相冲突的。
And we believe that they are not contradictory; they support one another.
神也让我们找到真正这样的途径了。
And God has enabled us to find the correct path.
我们都领受了应许真理的圣灵。
Because we have received thePromised spirit of truth.
我们来看哥林多前书十二章的二十八节到三十节。
First Corinthians chapter 12 verse 28 to 30.
哥林多前书十二章二十八到三十节。
First Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28 to 30. And God has appointed these in the church, first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, administrations, varieties of tongues. Are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, are all workers of miracles? Do all have the gift of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret?
我们看到这里讲说我们每个人都从神领到了不同的恩赐。
So here once again tells us that we all have received different gifts from God.
我们互为肢体。
And we are members of one another.
我们有些人有代祷的恩赐。
Some have the gifts of, intercession.
有些人有写文章的恩赐。
Some have the gift of being able to write articles.
有些人能带领孩子宗教教育。
Some have the gift of teaching children.
但神也会把一些解经跟解惑的恩赐赐给我们当中的少数人。
And so God will also give a minority the gift of interpreting the Bible and also to deal with problems.
正是因为这种解经跟解疑惑的恩赐不多，虽然我们每个人都在读经。
So even though there are so many of us reading the Bible, but only a few have this gift of being able to interpret the Bible.
为了避免我们对圣经的理解啊。渐渐不一样了。
So in order to avoid the situation where we all have become, we all vary in our understanding of the Bible.
为了避免我们明白的地方明白，不明白的还是不明白。
To avoid a situation where we only understand the parts that we understand and the parts we don't understand, we never understand.
为了避免，因为这样子我们从得救的正道上偏离了。
In order to avoid the situation where because of this we deviate from the correct path of salvation.
所以神希望我们聚集在一起，借着聚会。
That's why God wants us to gather together for services.
接着我们当中有解经解疑惑恩赐的人跟我们分享。
So that among us, those who have the gift of being able to interpret and explain the Bible will share their thoughts with us.
不是他们比较有智慧。
Not that they are wiser than us.
而是因为神先让他们领受了。
But God first allowed them to receive the word.
然后他跟我们一起分享了。
And then they share the teachings with us.
我们就在神整体的真理规模里面得到造就。
Then all of us are edified and built up in the truth of God.
本来不明白的啊，我现在明白了。
So in the past I did not understand this, but now I understand.
本来没有注意到的啊，原来这个要注意啊。
So in the past I did not pay attention to this point, now I realize I have to pay attention.
本来以为自己做得不错的啊，原来我还不够。
In the past I thought I have done well, but now I realize I'm lacking.
所以我们整体就长进了。
And as such, we all grow together.
我们在道理上如同主耶稣讲的，你们听也要明白，还记得这一句吗？
Just as the Lord Jesus said, hear and also understand.
但是有时候我们靠着自己不容易全部明白啊。
But to rely on ourselves to understand is not easy.
你们知道吗？小弟现在啊，每天还要花很多时间听我一些同工跟前辈们的讲道跟分享，受益良多啊。
So when I, every day I have to listen toto the sermon spoken by my colleagues and elders in order to be edified in my spirit.
有些问题啊，时候到了，主若愿意，我发觉，哎呀，这一个我想了二十几年不明白的，原来是这样啊，感谢主啊。
So some problems I have been thinking over for 20 years andSuddenly, I hear what others have to say and explain. And I thank the Lord. I finally realize what the answer is.
如果一个人有解经恩赐，却不想来跟大家聚会。
If someone has the gift of being able to explain the teachings of the Bible and does not wish to gather for service,
这就是自私跟骄傲。
This has been selfish and also arrogant.
如果我们以为自己没有解经的恩赐，又不想来聚会。
And if we feel that we don't have the gift to explain and interpret the Bible, then, and we don't want to come to church.
就会发生偏差和危险。
And this will cause us to become, deviated from the truth, a risk of deviation.
就会变成新约圣经，圣灵在叫我们不要变成那种人。
And so this is what the Bible tells us in the, New Testament. The Holy Spirit says, do not become such a person.
时间到了不翻了。终究学习。常常学习，终究不能明白真道。
Always learning.
下场是下地狱。
But never, not understanding the truth, the ending is eternal damnation.
我们都觉得学习很重要，对不对？
We all know that learning is important.
所以有很多人一直在读经啊。
So many people spend time studying the Bible.
一直在祷告。
And praying.
可是如果没有在得救的教会，圣灵应许圣灵运行的教会里面常常聚会的话，会变成终究不能明白真道，虽然常常学习啊。
But if we do not come to the church for service, the church where the Holy Spirit abides, then we will become people that are always learning, but never understanding.
这是之所以为什么我们要聚会，让我们在真理里面能够合而为一。
And that is why we need to gather for service so that we may become one and united in the understanding of the truth.
因为我听到有些同领他说，哎呀，我不只听我们教会的聚会啊，我还常常看某些大牧师啊，某些长老，某些解经学家 YouTube 的节目，各位。危险啊。
So it's very dangerous actually for some brothers and sisters to go and view the on YouTube the sermon spoken by some famous evangelists or pastors.
再多给三分钟最后一点。
So the last point,
为什么我们必须聚会?
Why do we need to gather for service?
因为借着聚会我们才能够完成主耶稣托付给我们更大的使命。
So that through gathering for service, we are able to accomplish the greatest commission given by our Lord Jesus.
聚会的目标不只是敬拜跟教导而已。
So gathering for service is not just to worship and to learn and teach.
聚会之后我们可以完成那些我们独自或少数几个家庭无法完成的事。
But after gathering for service, we are able to accomplish those things that we by ourselves or by a small number we cannot achieve.
最后请大家想一句话就好。
So lastly, think about this.
主耶稣2000年前在升天之前有没有告诉我们一句话？
So 2000 years ago, before Jesus ascended to heaven, did he not say this to us?
你们往普天下去传福音给万民听，还记得吗？
You must go throughout the world to the end of the earth to preach to all creatures.
我请问大家
，So let us ask，
哎，觉得我可以往普天下去传福音给万民听的，请不要举手。
So
我知道你们不喜欢举手嘛。
So those who feel that you can go throughout the world to preach the gospel to the ends of the earth, don't raise your hand。
很难呐。
I can tell you that it's very difficult to achieve this。
我们有家庭。
We have our families.
我们有孩子。
We have our children.
我们有父母。
We have parents.
我们有工作。
We have our work.
你们来到澳洲这里已经很不容易了。
It's been difficult for you to be able to come to Australia.
改天再叫你们到莫桑比克去传福音，你要去吗？
Would you be willing to go to Mozambique to
到爱沙尼亚去
，or to some other foreign country?
小弟讲这个不是要让你们不高兴的，我来解释一下。
So let me explain what I mean.
主耶稣说，我们往普天下去传福音给万民听，是对我们每个人讲的哦。
So Jesus said this to each one of us to go to the ends of the earth to preach the gospel.
可是我们很多人有愿做的心，却没有办法去做到，是不是？
So we have this heart that is willing to do it, but we cannot do it.
那怎么办呢？难道我要违背主耶稣吗？
So what can I do? Am I going to disobey Jesus' commission?
那大洋洲呢？那中欧呢？那南北极呢？
So what about the regions of Oceania or North and South Pole?
没有关系。
We don't have to.
因为主耶稣给我们这个目标，不是要我们单独去完成的。
Because Jesus gives us this commission not for ourselves individually.
他说的你们呐、啊，你不要只想成我们自己啦，是给教会的弟兄姐妹，给这个得救教会的目标。
So when he said you must preach, it means all of us as a church. This is the goal that we as a church collectively must achieve.
所以往普天下传福音是我们教会一起来做，什么一起做
？So to preach to the ends of the earth is something that collectively as a church we must do together.
他让你们来到澳洲墨尔本这个地方。
So how do we do this? For example, we have been sent to Australia.
他会从我们中间挑出很少数的人。
And from among us, he would select a few.
好像小弟去年去纽西兰，今天来到这里。
For example, for myself, I was sent to New Zealand last year, and now I'm here.
我们有些同工去到非洲啦，去到中欧啦，去到俄罗斯啦，大家知道吗？
Some of our colleagues have been sent to Africa, to Europe, and to Russia.
各位，他们不是为了自己去的。
And do not think that they went for themselves.
他是背负着大家的祷告，跟大家的托付，还有大家给的资源，去到那边传福音的。
They carry with them the prayers of all of us.And the entrustment of all of us and the resources that all of us have given to go and preach. So through gathering together for service, only then will we know what are the works and the expansions of the church. So that together we know to pray for these people, to pray for this particular divine work. Some of us are moved and to offer money to help financially support these people to preach to the end of the earth.
照着圣经的道理啊，当这些人去到那里传福音啊。
So according to the teachings of the Bible, when these people go to those places to preach,
如果他的工作有果效啦，
if they bear fruit in their work,
那固然是耶稣基督的荣耀，也不是他的荣耀。
It's the glory to the Lord Jesus, not to the worker.
因为他是带着我们的代祷，带着我们的钱，带着我们的资源去到那个地方的。这是我们全体弟兄姐妹的果效。
Because these workers have gone to these places to preach, through the prayers that we have given and the offerings that we have given, and therefore the result belongs to all of us as a church.
如果我们不来教会去，我们怎么知道现在？教会有哪些圣工有需要正在发展？是不是
？Therefore, if we don't come to church for services, then how do we know what are the works that need to be done in the church, and that what are the expansion plans of the church?
如果我们这么做了，就能完成经文里面的最后那一句话。
But if we are able to do this and gather for service, then we will fulfill what the Bible says. The last verse that we're going to refer to.
我们看新约圣经腓立比书第一章五节到六节。
Philippians chapter 1:5-6.
腓立比书一章五节到六节。
Philippians chapter 1:5-6. For your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ.
我们要完成主耶稣传福音的大使命。
So we need to complete this great commission of the Lord Jesus to preach.
没办法靠我们单独一个人或少数两三个家庭。
This cannot be achieved by just individuals or a minority of families.
但是借着聚会我们就能够达成。
But through gathering for services together, we are able to collectively do this.
叫着教会我们就能够完成。
So through the church, we are able to accomplish this commission.
然后如经文所说的，能够同心合意的兴旺福音。
And then just as the Bible tells us that we can prosper the gospel together with one heart and mind.
然后将来主耶稣要称赞你们，赏赐你们。
And in the future, the Lord Jesus will commend us and also bless us.
这就是为什么我们今天必须常常聚集在一起的原因。
So this is the reason, these are the reasons why we need to gather together often for services.
以上见证。